Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news.
Bush administration announces Northwest Forest Plan overhaul. All forests in jeopardy. The Bush administration recently announced they will prepare a plan to stop surveying for rare and uncommon wildlife associated with mature and old-growth forests in the Pacific Northwest. The announcement follows a settlement agreement reached in a lawsuit filed by the timber industry against the Forest Service and the BLM. Conservation groups have questioned the settlement agreement and proposed forest plan amendments on several grounds. The timber industry's legal claims had very little merit, and before the judge could even rule, the Bush administration settled with the industry in secret talks that excluded conservation groups who were granted intervention in the lawsuit. The relationship between the timber industry and the Bush administration is suspect because the Northwest timber industry donated more than $1 million to the Republican Party during the Bush campaign visit to Portland in May of 2000. The proposed plan to curtail protections for scores of rare and uncommon species associated with old-growth forests will return the Northwest Forest Management to a state that courts found to be illegal. Removing the safety net in the forest plan could lead to protection for scores of species under the Endangered Species Act. Conservation groups have advocated an alternative forest plan that would protect the remaining mature and old-growth forests and focus on the Forest Service and BLM on restoration of forests and watersheds. Our alternative will get the agencies out of the controversial business of old-growth forest liquidation and instead put thousands of rural residents to work maintaining roads, restoring streams, and thinning many of the young tree plantations that resulted from past decades of intense clear-cutting, said Doug Hyken of the Oregon Natural Resources Council. This restoration plan enjoys broad public support and deserves serious consideration, James Johnson of Cascadia Wildlands Project says. In fact, some forests are already moving towards restoration. The Suislaw National Forest does mostly restoration and thinning, and they were one of the most profitable national forests in the country in 1998. The Eugene District BLM did not have a single timber sale appeal this year, primarily because they focused on thinning young stands instead of old-growth logging. The Forest Service will soon release a draft of new language for the regulations that guide forest management plan revisions. These revised regulations would render forest plans meaningless and could end long-term landscape-level planning. Legitimate forest management plans are critical to working through the sustainable use of our national forests, protecting species, ensuring forest management is scientifically sound, and allowing the public to determine how they want their federal lands to be used. All these critical management tools would be eliminated by the proposed regulations. Under the proposed regulations, forest management plans would be worthless because projects would not have to be consistent with the plan, and interim amendments lasting 4 years could be issued without public review. National Environmental Policy Act environmental assessments and environmental impact statements would not have to be done for forest plans under the proposed regulations. This provision eliminates the need for consideration of alternative plans. Requirements for species viability are minimized in the proposed regulations, and species protection is based on scientifically unsound concepts. It was the species viability requirement that led to the protection of the spotted owl habitat in the Pacific Northwest. The role of science and the public in reviewing forest plans will be reduced through the elimination of requirements for independent scientific review and advisory panels, and through the elimination of NEPA documentation and the introduction of restricted guidelines for comments. Earth First Radio urges you to voice opposition to the revised regulations and other attacks on the environment, such as the Healthy Forest Initiative and H.R. 5319. Help protect sound forest management by speaking out against the proposed changes and the campaign to roll back environmental protections. Please contact your representative as soon as possible. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. Go come on, boys, in the-